Damn clogs.
Well, you good folks can rest easy now because you've come to the very best in legal representation.
Excuse me, is there an Orange Julius stand on this floor?
I'll sell you this one. It's almost full.
Well, why don't I drink out of a toilet bowl?
He'll be back. And as for your case, don't you worry. I've argued in front of every judge in the state, often as a lawyer.
This court rules in favor of Montgomery Burns. I find that he is clearly the boy's biological father.
Judge, these won't be ready until Thursday.
You know, we should really stop hiring him.
And welcome to Pun of the Night, a Die Hard Simpsons podcast. My name is Terry.
My name is Andy.
Andy, how the heck are you?
I am very well, Terry. Very well. And how are you?
I too am well.
Good to hear it.
Yes, sir.
Well, I'll see you. How have you been?
Since I saw you last, I've been up and down. We saw each other Friday last.
Yes.
Got together for a few pints.
I tell you what, Terry. Yeah. Now, you know I like to stick to the bottles. I'm a bottleman at heart.
You're a bottler.
Damn it, it's too good. And I thought, grand, I'll be safe on bottles. And I was, if you don't mind me saying, fucking hanging the next day.
It was late enough when we got home, though, I think. Because we were standing around the street talking about Michael Jackson.
when I think of the elevation of the conversation, like if you just took like a screenshot of one, it's like, you can't tell me he had nothing to do with those kids. And then like 10 minutes later, it's like, and you're telling vegans to fuck off. Like, how has this conversation gone in this direction? Brilliant.
Very good fun. I had 7 pints, I think. And
just the 8 points for me last week.
That's all. I was in a bad way Saturday.
If I may say, Terry, I don't want to give too much information.
Sure.
But I don't drink a lot, as you know. I didn't get sick.
Yes.
So that's a win for me.
Plus.
Yeah. But if I may say, my bowel movements, Terry, have not been the same since.
Wait,
I'm all over. I had a system. I had regimented this time of day is when it just happened. And now I'm all over the shop.
But you were drinking Sol, like...
I know, it was inoffensive, beers. Like...
Maybe it was switching from the Corona to the Sol.
I didn't have one Corona.
That's what I mean.
Oh, right.
You didn't have the Corona.
Sol is like a cheap man's Corona, is it?
I think there's probably a lot of shit in that.
That's probably it. No pun intended. Yeah. Anyway, but, Terry, if I may, I got some good news.
Coincide with the bad news bowels.
The bad news bowels. In that I was driving home the next morning, and I got a call because we were trying to buy a house, as you know, and we got a call that our offer was accepted. So I'm
brilliant news,
which is great news. Yeah. I'll be honest, I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah,
it's one of those sort of things that like I'm stressed, but I don't quite know why. I thought my fly was open now. that like I was like, okay, I know there's something involving solicitors. I know something involving a surveyor.
That's what I'm gonna ask. Like, have you done any of those? Like,
I've done them
inspections.
All. No, well, I've booked a surveyor who's there for next week. I've contacted a solicitor. I've put a deposit.
I'd say they charge a few quid, those surveyors.
It's like 350 quid or something like that.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know.
Yeah, that's not too bad.
Yeah.
I thought it would have been more. Handy little racket. I'd say.
Solicitors. That's where the money's made. Yeah. Like, you're getting into
leeches.
The thousands there. But I mean, it's just one of those things that like I couldn't sleep the other night. I was like, I had no reason for it. Like, there was nothing that had happened.
Your mind
I'm just lying there thinking of, I'm going to have things to do. I don't quite know, you know, what they are.
I don't care what anybody says. When you have a big thing in your life, go for it. You have a big thing happening in your life. Your mind is completely different to when
this
it is.
This is not terrible.
it looks awful.
I've never had it before. It's a Coke Energy. Zero sugar, zero taurine.
they're trying to get into the LucasAid game.
Yeah, I don't know what they're trying with this thing. But yeah, it's one of those because it's a big... And the lawyer's even throwing in a free will in the deal.
No.
So it's very...
very on brand.
Yeah, isn't it? What a segue. If only I'd have known what I was talking about, I could have been a bit more... So yeah, that's what's going on. I mean, see, what I think is going to stand in my favour is that, like, the old lady died, basically, right? Probably in the house. And the house is being sold by her 8 kids. So there's no one actually living there at the moment. So I think that'll speed things up. But, Terry, and this might pique your interest, and that there is a room that is in complete disrepair at the moment at the back of the house. That needs to, you know, plastering needs to go up and wires need to be done. That's basically my space to
games do. Room, home studio.
That's exactly what I was thinking, Terry. I was thinking, like, if I don't turn it into a, like, you know, bona fide podcast studio, I'll definitely have it set up in a way that it could easily be a podcast studio. So you know,
games emporium there though, isn't it? And then like you have a little table, you bring out mics and
exactly,
brilliant.
So I'd be lugging all this stuff, taking it out of the office, and bringing it back to our club.
I'm sure your dad won't mind that.
I'm sure he won't care. I mean that's down the line, but yeah, so that'd be good if that turns out to be turns to fruition. How's things with yourself?
Yeah, good. Haven't really been up to much, I guess. Before, I mean, I got a wedding, 3-day wedding tomorrow. You know, weddings are...
They're
expensive, I'll tell you that right now.
I'll tell you what, Terry, and I'm not including present company, because your wedding was delightful, and the stag. Yeah.
Thank you.
But I have a big issue with weddings.
Mm-hmm.
I have a big issue with weddings.
What's that?
Just... They're a massive inconvenience.
Screw the people that want to declare their love.
I mean, good for that. I'm not counting you, Terry. It's different. It's different for you, and it's different. I had your wedding, and I had my brother's wedding.
Yeah, I was wondering when you're going to mention Tony.
And I don't even count that because
Tony, if you're listening,
Tony,
I stuck up for you.
You too. But just the whole thing of, you know, hey, it's a 6-day.
Well, this is at midweek.
The reception is here. The ceremony is in fucking.
This
whatever.
Is a midweek 3-day
midweek
wedding.
As well.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a big ass.
A lot of nerve.
But you know, it'll be fun, I guess. I'm off work for 3 days.
Once you're
so,
there.
Yeah, exactly.
Sure.
Once I'm there, getting there and all that. But other than that, I'm trying to think. Oh. I went to see Terminator 2 on the big screen.
Oh, you went, I must have missed the text there.
Actually, though, I was trying to organize it. So remember I sent the text where it was like, we'll meet up on Saturday the whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And Andy couldn't do it. And
oh,
like,
yeah.
That, I was like, we'll go to see Terminator and then go for pints afterwards.
See, I could have done that, no?
Yeah.
See? It wasn't even me this time. Yeah. Yes. That's a different Andy he's talking about, people, by the way.
Andy Ryan.
Yeah.
But brilliant. You know me, I'm a man who is, I don't want to say a firm believer, because this viewing has shifted my opinion, but I was always Terminator 1 is the better movie.
Yes, say it, Terry. Say it.
It's just, on seeing it on the big screen is all the more impressive, you know? Like,
you've Terminator just, like, 2 is the superior movie.
You know what?
It's just more enjoyable from, you know,
is it? Yeah. It's funnier, I guess.
You prefer.
You know what I love about the first one?
Go on.
Is like the aesthetic and the like score is like.
It's a lot more 80s.
Yeah, 100%. Like,
who do you prefer, the T-1000 or the original good Terminator? Whatever. Or he wasn't.
No, he was human.
Yeah.
Kyle Reese or T-1000?
If you had to pick watching a movie with them in it.
See. No, I mean, because you're doing the wrong thing here.
I know.
You're substituting.
But Arnold's in both of them.
Yeah,
so you have him anyway.
Yeah.
So
but no, but bad Arnold or T-1000, I think maybe slightly T-1000. And if you're asking me if I prefer Kyle Reese.
I wasn't asking that.
Or that little snot-nosed punk. Well, I guess you have my answer.
John Connor?
Easy money. Are you calling moi a dipshit? He's good at being that little snot-nosed, you know, little snot boy. I'd like to...
for a second I was like, his redhead friend, that isn't Michael Rapaport as a kid.
No, I don't think so. But I was watching it with a friend of the podcast, Colin Pilo.
Ah,
and the bit when they're like breaking out of the mental asylum,
oh, yeah,
and he's like chasing out there, he's like, I just turned, I was like, Nettie.
See, Terminator 2 was, you know,
iconic, don't get me wrong.
The end with the Tom and the lava, yeah. That would still get me now if I watched.
See,
it.
See, it never really got me. That
get me now.
But yeah, I don't know. I think it's so impressive what he did on such a smaller budget. That's why I like Terminator 1. So then they started
Cameron, isn't it?
Yeah, and they started giving him all the bigger budgets in the world, and he's like, "Well, I know how to do it on a small budget," and he's so impressive at like,
yeah,
I'm gonna blow this truck up, or I'm gonna, you know.
Mm.
Like the whole.
Yeah, he does it better.
I tell you who's a pro.
Tell me.
The guy who plays Miles Dyson.
The foster dad?
No, the black guy.
Come on. All right. yeah.
Well, also, the foster dad is a pro. So, but Miles Dyson, when he was like.
I love that.
Don't know how much longer I can hold it. I was like, oh.
Big fan of the weapons he's using in that scene as well, Arnie, with that big
thump. Thump. Yeah. Or even, and I think I was saying that one of my favourite moments in cinema is that bit. I'll see if you can guess it, actually.
In Terminator 2?
Yeah.
Favourite moments in cinema?
Yeah. You'll never get it.
Let me ask you this. Is it in start, middle, or end?
It's mid-start. So not the very start.
Is it the scene where they're chasing him on the bike, he's in the truck, and they've got him to pass that?
Pass that, yeah.
Hold on there. Give me one more go. Is it when they're at... No, that's towards the end. No, just tell me.
It's when they're in... She's in the mental home, and she's like, after like having the syringe up to your man's neck,
yeah.
And then she's like getting free.
It's a great movie.
She's getting free. And she's like running, it's like real slow motion, and then like
she sees him
and she just like crumples, yeah. You're like, oh holy shit, like
she doesn't know.
Because she's become such a badass, and then straight away she's just back into like Sarah Connor from the first film almost.
Yeah, like, freaking out like.
Yeah. Oh, and also that guy is brilliant. The Miss Connor. You're just telling me exactly what I want to hear, Sarah.
Yeah. I love that guy. He always plays that sort of character.
But it's weird because like he's a police psychologist in the first film, and now he's obviously like gotten. How has he gotten the promotion?
Yeah,
is like the thing. Like, and how does he not
sleezed
believe
his way
like,
to the top?
How does he not? There's this guy that like the two of them are hardly in cahoots. Like her and Kyle Reese, a shared delusion. But like they saw this guy come in and go mental. Like,
yeah,
and then he's back again. I don't know. Anyway, great movie. Think about going to see Point Break on the big screen. Pretty
Keanu
soon.
And
the Swayze.
Oh, brilliant. Only seen it for the first time like, last year. I tell you, I watched the movie recently, Terry.
Oh yeah.
American Pie Bandcamp.
I think I've seen that one.
It is. Now, I've seen a lot of movies, Terry.
Have you seen, how many, no, before, how many?
I think I saw one of them. Beer Pong I might have saw.
Oh yeah.
I don't think I saw Beta.
So we're talking to the wrong people here, like. Egan would have seen all of them, I think, or Simo.
I mean, Bandcamp.
Shane, maybe, have seen them all.
Bandcamp is one of the worst movies
I've like ever Stifler's
seen.
Cousin?
Stifler's brother.
Oh, okay.
So not Tucker. Like some new guy who just was hired just because he looks like him, I'm convinced. The movie has absolutely... Yes, that's all he does, that face. That face the whole time. But, like, it's got nothing in it. So... Need to say I turned it off
after 15.
That's about 40 minutes.
When Eugene Levy showed up, because he's in all of them, right?
He made me stick around for about another 10-15 minutes. But I did also watch, Terry, if I may.
Yeah.
The Bob Lazar documentary. Did you see it? Area 51 and
turn it off after 10 minutes.
You're joking. You're joking me. Even Mickey Rourke is the narrator. Now I will admit to you, Terry.
He's Area 51. Grumble like gravel in your hands.
I was a bit... I'll tell you my issue with that documentary, right? My only issue was how it was made. Because your man...
that's what my huge... That's why I turned it off.
Yeah, like. Bob Lazar and your man were on Joe Rogan recently. And, like, it was... like, no, your man wasn't talking. It was all Bob Lazar that I saw so far. But, like, the whole time I'm like, why are they trying to do this whole like mystical meaning of life angle? Like, just interview him and let him tell you what you saw.
It's a docudrama rather than a documentary.
Your man was a bit hipstery.
The whole thing at the start where it's like a weird close up and not like all this that sort of stuff. And I was like, I'm not digging this at all. Like,
it, after about 20 odd minutes, it gets good. Yeah. But I was kind of like that. I'm like, I was only watching it basically because it was recommended by Joe Rogan, and I was like, he normally doesn't steer me wrong with those sort of things.
Have you ever done a DMT?
I have not, Terry. Unfortunately, psilocybin, yes, but dimethyltryptamine, not quite.
That's what Joe Rogan does. I don't listen to him. That's his question. He always asks people.
Yeah,
have you done DMT?
No, I have not, unfortunately. But why, you got any?
Are you holding? No, I just like I. It was turning me off too much.
You don't listen to him at all, do you, really?
Rogan? No. Not one episode ever.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh. You're more of a narrative man as far as your podcast goes.
Not really. I'm more of a...
Paint you with that brush.
No, not at all. But I'm more of a... I used to like Marc Maron quite a bit. Like, I like listening to stuff that, for lack of a better term, interests me. So, like, movies...
I like what you do with your hand.
Yeah,
there.
I like it. We've got to get the camera going.
I know. Yeah.
Movies or comedy. Yeah. So, like, we've talked a lot of time on...
Do you like podcasts that are about something? Does it have to be about something, or could it be just, like, a guy just...
I actually prefer kind of the interview format. Like, I go back and forth. Like, I listened to one called Raised by TV.
Yeah.
Which is, like, these two people that, like, just... the two comedians or comic actors... But they like talk about how like they were just like left, you know, to their own devices
watch
when they were
TV
kids.
Growing up,
yeah, exactly. What did you watch? They have guests on, so sometimes they have like guests that like were childhood heroes of theirs. Like they had like Billy West on,
or
had like Yardley Smith. And I was like, oh, like, but like, huh? Lisa Simpson?
Yeah, I know who she is.
She's a sweetheart.
Is she?
Like, yeah, she's very nice.
I don't really know her.
But yeah, but it was. Just like listen to that type, but also then they do like a whole thing sometimes like first and last, so it's like they watch the first episode of a show and the last episode.
That's not a bad
idea. It was like the first and last of the OC they watched, and it was like
remember the OC
it was like such a grounded narrative where like it was like you know,
welcome to the OC, bitch,
kind hearted lawyer, you know, adopts urchin boy or whatever. And then so by the end of it, I don't think I ever finished, like went all the way to the end. But it was like,
no,
like multiple pregnancies by the mothers, like all this weird, like real like soapy
Imagine comparing like the first episode of anything that ran for a while to the last one.
It's a really interesting thing to do, I think.
I would almost like to compare our first episode, Terry.
Oh.
Actually, I wouldn't. I haven't gone back and listened to like many of the first, you know.
I think the first couple were okay because we were like together. We were sitting across
Camp
from
Krusty,
each other.
We were together.
Sitting across from each other. But you can hear the ones that are like...
I mean, some of them
there's
really...
like a second delay or whatever like that. Like,
I know. They were just so hard to do. Especially, I mean, I much prefer this set.
Yeah,
that sort of thing. Yes. It's like, oh no, sorry, go on there.
Yeah. What were you saying?
This is much better.
Yeah. We can talk over each other with impunity.
Yes. At least now I know you're talking when I'm talking over you.
Yeah, exactly.
If I may, Terry.
Yes.
Can I talk to you a bit about The Simpsons?
Please, get us on course here.
Can I talk to you about, in particular, the 18th episode of season 5 of The Simpsons?
Yes, sir.
Burns's Heir.
Yes, sir.
Now, if I may, Terry, it was aired April 14th, 1994. Mm-hmm. So we would have been, what, 8?
I would have been 8.
Yeah.
You'd be going 9.
Yeah.
Almost
9. Unbelievable. Yeah. World Cup 94 was about to happen.
Sunrise. That's what I kind of wish. I wish that I had more of an interest in the other games in the World Cup 94. When I was growing up.
Was it supposed to be a good World Cup?
It was Ireland, you know.
Yeah.
You know.
Beat Italy, and that was the...
Beat Italy. 1-0. Lost to...
Mexico, I remember.
Holland. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I wish I had more of an interest in the rest of the actual tournament, you know.
Did you catch any of the Women's World Cup at all?
Caught a bit of it. I caught that England... Was it Cameroon?
I didn't see that. Apparently, Cameroon were a bunch of shitheads. Oh,
yeah, like, really, like, laying in the tackles by the end. But it was just, like, this VAR is, like...
I seen that with the penalty or something with France and Nigeria or something, wasn't it? Or
they were off the line. That was shite. Like, I mean, they were all, like, a fraction of a thing.
Like, barely.
Yeah, it's, it was...
I was fuming.
They're bringing that into Premiership this year.
It's going to be chaos.
But, like, we've seen it at the under whatever... 20s championship, whatever, with Ireland against Holland.
Oh yeah,
and it was a year or two ago. Where it was like some lad, he saved the penalty for Ireland, but he came off his line and he'd already been booked.
Yeah.
So the ref gave him it was a penalty shootout. Second yellow card, sent off. They got the retake it. So some outfield, they didn't even get to bring on a subkeeper. And some outfield player had to go and go. The man lashed the boy. I think Holland went on to win the whole thing by penalties the next two rounds or whatever, like,
for God's sake.
It's like, fuck,
it's gonna be absolute anarchy.
But like, the poor, like, they're only 20 or whatever, like that, like a bunch of young lads, their biggest game in their lives, heartbroken
for some
with that,
stupid
like,
thing like that.
Game's gone mad
now, if I may, Terry.
I'm distracting you here. Left,
the episode
right,
Birds Is Air was written by a guy called Jace Richdale.
That's gotta be a fake name.
His only writing credit. And I'll be honest, I wasn't all that surprised to hear it was a blow-in rider on this one, but I'll save that for the end.
Oh wait, he was a part of the show staff.
He was
several
part
seasons.
Of the, yeah, he was. Yeah, yeah. I was going to gloss over that fact. David Silverman was going to direct the episode, but he was swamped with his work as supervising director, so it was reassigned to Mark Kirkland. And what else can I tell you? There was... I completely forgot that the Richard Simmons thing was actually a deleted scene. Because it was
You're
only when I was watching it, I was like, he locked the door. I was like, that's it? Like, you know, it almost seemed kind of flat without it now, you know? It was just a real, like, oh, okay.
I love it. I love that deleted scene.
It finished 53rd in the ratings, with a Nielsen rating of, wait for it, 9.4, Terry. That's the lowest one yet.
Ooh.
Since we've started.
Is it?
They're viewed by 8.85 million households. Mere peanuts. It dropped four places in the rankings after finishing 49th the previous week. It was the third highest rated show on Fox, following Living Single and Married with Children. Now, I never heard of Living Single, but...
never. It's a bad week.
And apparently, you know, at the start where it was the parody of the THX sound, the THX executives liked the parody so much that that scene was made into an actual trailer for THX.
Oh, really?
Which it was like, it was the screen, the scene was redone for widescreen ratio and all that sort of stuff. But yeah.
I got one for you.
Yeah?
Because you like your motivation so much.
Yeah.
That quote... Kids, you tried your best and you failed misery. Mm-hmm. The lesson is never try. Mm-hmm. Was added to the Oxford Dictionary of Quotations in August 2007.
I see that. Now, why?
That's pretty good, right?
I mean, I'm a fan of the quote and The Simpsons and of the Oxford Dictionary, but I don't understand. I don't understand why. Is it like a joke thing? Like, what is it? What is it? Is there a phrase dictionary or something?
Well, it says a quotation dictionary, so... Huh. Dictionary of Quotations. Huh. It's not the dictionary.
Yeah. I had it as our Motivation Monday last week. I don't know if you caught that at all.
I did catch it.
Didn't do one this week, but...
You're what? your bells are acting up too much.
Yeah, I was too busy working on something here. But apart from that, I'll be honest, I don't have a whole lot more.
Let's get on into it.
If I may, though, before we get on into it, Terry, hold your horses, Terry. Because the couch gag.
Dare you.
The couch gag I was actually quite a fan of.
The where they, basketball.
They're like a bunch of bouncing balls. I was a big fan of the sort of smoothness of the way Homer grabbed Bart and flung him into the corner.
I know exactly what you mean.
It was there was like, because he was bouncing, even the bounce was very real. And he grabbed him.
It's good animation.
It was very good animation.
And
so.
I don't know, maybe it's as I'm getting older or maybe doing this podcast, but like, I have like such an appreciation for animation these days.
Yeah.
Watch Ratatouille last night.
I've never seen that one.
Oh man, it's great. Good, yeah. Oh, so like it's a bit like
heavy.
No.
Heavy for a 4-year-old?
No.
Is there a lot of talking in it?
Yeah. It's all talking. But there's also rats running around acting the maggot. The premise is...
Such an Irish expression.
The premise is...
A bunch of rats running around acting the maggot.
This rat, Remy, loves food.
And yeah, he's a chef.
He wants to be a chef.
But they don't tolerate rats in the kitchen.
Yeah, so... But it's like... And also, his rat family hate the fact that he's like has like good taste. They're like, just eat the garbage. And he's like, no, I want to cook. I want to...
Right.
So he's caught between two worlds.
Yeah. I would watch that.
It's great, like, but the animation in it, especially the food, and like it's in Paris,
yeah,
and like the skyline and all. I was just thinking to myself, man, they do it right, man. Pixar.
That's kind of why I liked The Secret of Life of Pets. The animation in it, in particular,
I didn't like that animation. Like,
did you not?
No, but it's that style of that, like
Illumination.
Yeah, they're the fucking Gru and the lads, right? The Minions.
Yeah,
I don't like that. Like,
do you know? I thought, particularly in the Minions movie and Secret Life of Pets.
Didn't see the Minions one. I saw the other one.
The other ones are a bit cartoony, but the Minions one and the Secret Life of Pets, I find, are quite good.
Anyway. Again, I wasn't mad on Secret Life of Pets, the first one.
I'm very surprised to hear that now, Terry.
Well, you know.
Very surprising.
No, I'm a Pixar guy.
Yeah, Pixar true and true.
Yeah.
They're right. Me, I'm Pixar true and true.
If I want a good cry, now I didn't cry last night, but if I want a good cry, I'll stick on a Pixar.
Can I ask before we actually get into the episode? You haven't seen Toy Story 4 yet, have you?
No. Next week, I think. I'm too much on at the moment.
I look forward to the tearjerker that'll be at the start, no doubt. Pixar always at the start.
I can't get through the start without I'm fighting back the tears. Like.
Trying to explain that. I'll get to the stage where I have to explain, like, I watch, like, animal shows, like, you know, Attenborough stuff with, like, Joni, and I'm like, she'll, like, at first I would skip if the animal's got another animal or something, whereas now she's just telling me, can we skip this? I don't like fighting. And I was like, all right. Or like a wolf would be chasing a little baby reindeer, and I'm like, please let the reindeer get away. Like, I'm leaving it, like, just to see what happens.
Why are you doing this to yourself and your child?
That's a game of cat and mouse.
It's like, why do I take these chances?
I know. But yeah, so
poor Joni.
The Pixar ones, like, she likes Toy Story 1, but the other ones,
they only get more heavier. They only get heavier as they go on, like, man.
Really pull the heartstrings.
Yeah.
Well, shall we get into the episode?
Sure. I mean, I could talk about Pixar for another 2 hours.
Grand
Pixar?
No.
Okay.
Lousy job. Nothing exciting ever happens.
Congratulations, Homer Simpson! You've just won the employee raffle!
Woohoo! What do I get?
The job of industrial chimney sweep for a day!
Woohoo! Hey, this isn't such a great prize.
I love it. He's just sitting on his desk, another one of these. It's not quite like, as I want to say, jarring, but it's not quite a full cold open.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, I just like the idea of him, like, just
sitting there.
The camera just shows up at him at work, and you're like, oh, let's check in on Homer. What's he up to? Like, he's just sitting there. And then all these, like, bells and whistles.
I love that. And then, like, I love the delayed reaction for the second. Woohoo!
Yeah. <You know? laughs> It's like, like, whose idea is this?
It's clearly Mr. Burns. Yeah, but like, you know, yeah.
But I was just thinking,
Homer would think it's a good idea.
I was chuckling away watching it. I was like, what a ridiculous pitch. That's how we start the episode. Homer gets dressed up in a giant chimney sweep outfit and put down to an industrial chimney.
It's
like
that classic Simpsons reverse engineering. Yeah. Like, how do we get from here to here?
But they're just like, let's just have fun this week. Like, let's have fun with it.
Like, the fact that he, like, rationalized it himself with, like, the guys at the top are working even harder. Yeah. Like, that's his, like, so it's okay. Like, I don't know what guy would be given a terrible job and have that such a positive outlook.
Yeah.
And like, well, the guys ahead of me, all's fair in the world. They're working even harder.
I like how, first of all, the way Burns looks here in the tub with the top hat.
The top hat and the
cigar. But we used to always have a joke where it'd be like, I think you say it to, like, my friend Mick, it'd be like, you put a sponge on your head, Mick, you drown just like Burnsy. I love that whole joke of, like, when he's like, oh, Smithers. Like, yeah. It's just like they so slowly like sleeping.
I have two questions about that scene though. One, why does Smithers put it on the top of his hat?
He just puts it absentmindedly. Yeah.
And I mean, Mr. Burns has plenty of time to be like, oi, Smithers. Yeah. Vintage Mr. Burns impression there. Yeah. Oi, Smithers, you've got the sponge. Yeah. Like, and then when he comes back, I know we're jumping a little bit, but when he comes back, he's straight to mourning immediately. He's like, oh, why? Like, good ones are so young. And like, he doesn't try and like lift him out or anything like that. He's just accepted it, like, Mr. Burns is dead.
Because it's funny, that's why.
Doesn't make sense.
You idiot.
That does not make sense.
What did you think of the like the flashbacks to his life?
Loved them all. I loved in particular the dance.
Yeah.
Like the reloading.
Dance. Dance.
And then
the wavy gray.
I loved it. I tried to put it on our Instagram, but I kept getting pulled for a copyright immediately. So they're on the ball of that one.
Fuck.
All right, we're finally gonna stop those corporate pigs from dumping that nuclear waste.
Oh, no, our boat is sinking.
It was I, you fools. The man you trusted isn't wavy gravy at all. And all this time, I've been smoking harmless tobacco.
Well, I love it. Especially, I mean, the lines like, and all this time, I've been smoking harmless tobacco. Brilliant.
And then I was like, I wonder how old he's supposed to be there. He's like,
he looks exactly the same.
He looks the same, but he's no problem swimming away. Like,
yeah.
So...
I like the fact that he says, like, the way he even says wavy gravy is like, it's like he's never, like, I remember I seen somewhere that's like someone saying, like, it's like he's never uttered those words before. Like, it's so foreign to him. Like, wavy gravy is me.
I love the voice as well of the guy. He's like, oh no, our boat is sinking.
Finally gonna stop those corporate pigs from dumping.
They just have such a knack of like, this is what this guy will sound like.
Yeah.
You know, like,
they get a spot on.
Yeah. Yeah. So Smithers comes back with the mink chamois.
Yeah. Chamois.
And I like how he's like putting the towel around him while Burns is strangling him.
Yeah, please,
like,
sir.
Yeah, catch jail. I've been, you know, excited to get a bit of Burns because we've been lacking
a bit,
the last trial.
Star of the Burns. Yeah.
He's not disappointed me so far. the fact that he says, you know, he has a hectic schedule and lethargic sperm got a chuckle out of me. And he won't leave it to Smithers because he's planned a much greater reward for him.
I always think of the image of Mr. Burns. Smithers being like,
like it's the great. Like,
I don't know why that image sticks at me
so
for so
good.
Long. Yeah. Part of me thinks the Smithers would even like that, though. You know, he's so
I think that's
Burns
one
obsessed.
Bit too far.
Probably,
like, yeah. And you get the sort of, I like the gag. You know, we also have sign gags in The Simpsons.
Yeah.
Siskel and Ebert, the movie, two thumbs up. Siskel and Ebert.
Yeah. Who was Siskel and Ebert though?
They were like the premier movie critics on TV in America. It's a documentary about Roger Ebert. And he still has like oh my god.
Excuse me.
I'm
telling you, my bowel movements are all over. These pints are playing very hell at my insides.
But yeah, they're anyway. Don't mind about them.
They're critics. Yeah. Next.
What did you hear? You know, you got the THX.
I like that. Every time I see that, though, I'm reminded of, like, the, was it Looney Tunes or Tiny Tunes where they had that and then it was like, the audience is now deaf. I think it was Tiny Tunes.
I'd say.
That's one of those shows, Tiny Toons, that I don't know if I would enjoy.
I
haven't seen it at all as an adult.
Me too. The game on the SNES. Do you ever play the game?
Oh, the game. I'm sure I did.
Unbelievable.
Really?
On the SNES. Oh, it was a side scroller, but it was really hard as well. And then it did some things where it was go you might go behind the character, so it's almost then like you're running to collect stuff or like, you know, like remember that stupid thing that used to be on TJ Carr where it was like the little leprechaun mind game.
I almost had a flash of it there.
Yeah, you know, but like, I think I know. What you know mean. What I mean? Where it's like you have to dodge. You're constantly going forward. You have to dodge the stuff.
Yeah.
So like, it would switch between those type, like all these different platform stuff. It was really, really good.
Favorite,
SNES game.
Favorite 8-bit game.
Ooh. Maybe Bomberman.
Bomberman.
Yeah.
That's the one, like the little puzzle thing, and you go and you make a bomb and you run away and it blows something up. That's a fairly...
It's a good one. It was a great game called Zombies.
Huh?
2D.
What's that about?
It's two player, but it's, you know, you're looking down, you're just killing a bunch of zombies, but there was like...
You're a fan of that sort of...
100 levels. There was something like that. And then, of course, you got your Marios, you got your Sonics.
I was a big Sonic man.
I know you were.
Yeah.
Enough of the Sonic already.
I tell you, I was a big fan of the Aladdin game.
Yeah.
Remember that? Big fan of the Earthworm Jim game as well. Remember? You could whip the worm out of the suit and whip the
bad
guys.
Now, which one? There was two.
The one where you could whip him out of the suit.
But one was SNES and one was Sega.
I would have been a Sega man. Uh-huh. You know I'm a Sega man through and through.
Yeah, but SNES was so much better.
Nah, SNES was cookie cutter. Sega was a bit dangerous.
How is Sega doing now?
Well, that's not the issue.
It is. God damn it, it is.
Back in the day, Sega was dangerous. You wouldn't get Streets of Rage on the
You
Super
could
Nintendo.
Get it on the
You wouldn't
SNES.
Get that. What's that game? What was that game where you turn into... You can turn into a wolf. You can turn into the dragon thing. Altered
Gold.
Beast.
Oh.
Altered Beast.
Oh, Golden Axe.
Golden Axe is another dangerous game.
But they're all taken from arcades.
Yeah, danger though.
If you just keep saying danger, it's not gonna.
If I keep saying it, but how do we even get onto the
Tiny Toons?
Oh yeah,
who's your favorite Tiny Toon?
Daffy Duck.
But he wasn't a Tiny Toon.
He a Looney Tune?
Which he's
one,
a Looney Tune.
Which one was? What was his Tiny Toon equivalent?
I don't know, but it wasn't Daffy.
It wasn't Daffy, was it?
No.
I better show him his own. I said it so confidently. So Daffy Duck.
I don't remember what the rabbit's names were, but it was...
Buster Bunny.
Ah.
And Babs Bunny.
Ah.
No relation, Terry.
They'd be the first to tell you that. Because they were riding, like...
Of course they were.
Yeah. Because they're rabbits. Anyway, Burnsy's on the screen.
Major segues.
Yeah. Burnsy's on the screen, and he is looking for a suitable young heir to leave his vast fortune.
Auditions will be tomorrow at my estate. And now, a feature presentation. Oh, for... very well. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Get ourselves some snacks.
I like the whole where it's like, very well.
Yeah. But then I wonder, like obviously pre-internet, he just happens to people who just happen to have gone to the theater.
Like, well, I think they put it on in Springfield and nowhere else. Like,
but then even that, like, just the people who went to the theater, it'll be tomorrow at my estate.
Word of mouth, man.
No time, no like.
Word of mouth, like Springfield's a small hick town.
I guess.
Yeah. And then we get, you know, the kids are auditioning.
Well, I have nothing to offer you but my love.
I specifically said no geeks.
But my mom says I'm cool.
Next.
Give me your fortune or I'll pound your withered old face in.
Ooh, I like his energy. Put him on the callback list.
Clang, clang, clang with the trolley. Ring, ring, ring with the bell. Zing, zing, zing with my heartstring.
Thank you. Give the bully an extra point.
I propose to you that your heir need not be a boy. In this phallocentric society of ours...
Yeah, I don't know what phallocentric means, but no girls.
So much for Plan B.
That's it, boy. You're our last hope.
Oh, I just don't want to be your dad. Besides, I started a fire this morning that I really should keep an eye on.
Bart, this isn't the kind of thing I normally would think was a good idea, but you wouldn't have to live with Mr. Burns. You'd just get all of his money someday. This could provide for your entire future.
Congratulations, you've just graduated from the most expensive and therefore best school there is. And your discovery of the
cure for the common... Hello, Marge, I'm Lee Majors. Will you come away with me?
Sure. I've got to stop fantasizing about Lee Majors. Oh, one more.
Brilliant.
Yeah. I just love Burns's like withering assessment of everybody here, where it's like, Milhouse, like, I have nothing to offer you but my love.
Yeah.
I said no geeks.
Did you see though? Did you notice what Chief Wiggum was telling Ralph?
Yes, the two E's are. Yeah.
Enunciate and enthusiasm.
Yes, yeah. I love that. Like,
I never noticed that before.
Give him a little prep. Yeah.
I like the fact that he's enthralled with Nelson just because he's like, yeah. give me the fortune, whatever it was.
Ooh, I like his energy. But then I like Martin. Martin is a great, like, he's a character and a half. But like
Martin, I really appreciate more as I got older and older. Yeah.
Clang, clang, clang went the trolley. Ring, ring, ring went the bell. Zing, zing, zing went my heartstring.
Whenever I hear that song now, I think of the Simpsons where they're going to...
Rosie O'Donnell?
Yeah, because I always think of it, zing, zing, zing went that.
Yeah, I think I was doing Rosie O'Donnell. Yeah, I wasn't doing Martin.
I was a little disappointed when Martin didn't get that extra zing. Yeah. But
And then you get Bart up, and this is like... I don't know, I really like it, but also, like, you know, what are you thinking?
Okay, boy, I wrote down exactly what to say. Just read it and you're a shoo-in.
Hello, Mr. Kearns. I bad want money now. Me sick.
Ooh, he card reads good.
So pick, please, me, Mr. Burns.
It's Kearns, stupid!
Me want money. Bad.
Ooh. Yeah.
He card reads good. So pick, please, me, Mr. Burns.
It's Kern, stupid. It's
like, I didn't like that at home. Like, disregard.
Yeah. His boss. Like, yeah.
And then this gag where...
I love the... It's a shame that we can't play it, really, because it's such a visual gag. Yeah. But, like, the way he's, like... the slowness of how he turns the wheel, and then he has to walk to the next big wheel and turn that to let the boot come back.
I really like the motion of the boot, because you think
it was well animated.
It's not going to be fast, but it's actually quite like a bit of an impact.
And the fact that the whole rig of the thing, and it's just this like stinky old boot.
It reminds me of the Australia episode. Yeah. Where it's like one of those boots. Like,
plus, I'm always a fan of when Homer like laughs. Like,
I was loving that's like my dad to me as a kid. When I remember being like in a water park and he was like, come down and I'll catch you. So I was like scared, but I was like, okay. Like, and then he's like, pulls his hands away and lets me go under the water. And then picked me up and was like laughing, like, ah, you're right, ah, ha, ha. And I was like, good.
That's hilarious. Yeah.
Looking back on it now, I laugh, but...
It's a weird thing that, like, I find I can't help it. And I used to fucking hate when people did that. You know, like, you'd be eating something. I'm like, oh, is that for me? You know, like, those fucking, you know, like... And, like, now, while I wouldn't do that, because that bugged me as a kid, I find I can't help but mess.
What do you
mean? Poke, like, if Joni is like giving out about something, I'll poke her more. Yeah. And then Carrie's like, will you leave her alone and all this? And Joni be getting all like annoyed at me. So I just can't help it. I don't know if it's just a dad thing.
It is.
Now definitely. I don't even like, you know, like, I'm sure at the time, like, your dad would have been
stop. Like,
I don't know what it is. Just ingrained.
Yeah, definitely. But I love, like, yeah, Homer's reaction. And then when they're walking out, he gave him that line, you know, never try.
Yeah.
And then he's like, hey. But that was great. Like, he's still, but what I did like, the frame when they were like walking away before I cut, like, zoomed in on them, Homer had a big grin on his face and they're walking away. I was like,
still enjoying it. Like, I like the amount of windows that Bart smashes as well when he goes back, because he goes back annoyed.
But I just love the dialogue that Burns is spouting out here, where he's like, I have to give all my money to the Egg Advisory Council. Eggs have gotten quite a bad rep, you know, Smithers. And then when the first one comes in, he's like, oh, look, a bird has become petrified and lost a sense of direction. And then he's like, we'll see what the lab has to say about that.
And like the fact, but then is it like that there's a sign at the front as well that says no solicitors, and they're just waiting there as soon as Bart takes it off, it's like, ah, nah, nah, nah. Yeah.
You get the little Scrooge reference.
What was that one? Well, it's a Scrooge reference.
You boy, what day is it?
Of course.
Oh, well, it's Christmas Day, Sash. And then I like when he's like, it's today you're gonna be my heir. It's like
the rocks.
It's like,
oh, I like him a lot.
It's like just the way it was, like when your man, when Jerry Cooney got punched. Yeah, it's that like
he kind of went down. It was almost the way when Homer got hit with the Grammy.
Yes,
where he just goes right back. Now, Terry, I'm gonna stop you right there.
Right.
I'm just going to have to get a text from your lady friend, otherwise known as...
My wife.
Yes. And I said, because she commented on our story, I have to put it in H Podcast on Instagram.
Yes.
And I said, I'm sorry I ruined the Avengers. She said, you didn't really. I'm still going to watch them. Terry was more annoyed than me. I hope that's not why you didn't stay here on Friday for fear of my wrath. Not at all. Yeah. Not at all.
Thanks for grinding the podcast to a screeching halt.
I'm sorry, but it was relevant.
No, it wasn't.
We just talked about it.
That was two episodes ago. Whatever it was. Last
anyway,
episode. Yeah.
Please proceed.
So they're in the house, and they're about to sign over basically the contract for Bart. And Homer is very eager.
Where he's talking right about, like, get over to the old mansion and open all the windows.
Yeah.
Get that old people smell out before we move in.
And I like how he's like, oh, right, he's still alive. Guess you're in pretty okay shape, huh? No heart problems or anything?
Well,
boom!
Aim at the back. Good! Brilliant.
And then they do a good job.
He's trying
here
to kill him, essentially. Yeah. Like,
they do a good job here of, like, kind of making Burns sympathetic for a second.
Where he's sort of like head down, like, go to my lonely mansion. Yeah, yeah.
Rattle around and wait the inevitable. Alone.
Actually, you think what I'm thinking. Yeah, let's push him down the steps.
Yeah.
Like, Jesus.
But there's a really weird gag in the middle, at the end here, where it was like, Marge convinces Bart to go spend some time with him. And then Homer's like, oh, how come Bart gets to do that? But I can't spend one night lurking in the bushes outside Chef Boyardee's house.
Like, sorry? That's kind of an odd one, wasn't
sorry?
It?
What? Yeah.
Excuse me for pouring that on the mic, but I can't resist.
Kind of get over to dinner. And this is another weird line that's tricky. It's like when he's like, your milk's gone cold.
Yeah.
I'll ring for the maid. Like, milk's supposed to be cold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like the fact that Burns always sits at this incredibly long table.
Yeah.
And they don't sit beside each other, like, completely at opposite ends. Yeah. It's like, I know you children see me as some sort of booger man. But yeah. And then Bart straight away wants to go home, which is dead right.
Yeah. Understandable. Like, you get a good gag when he demands Krusty deliver his pizza.
Hey, it's Krusty the Pizza Man. All right, where's my $400?
Hey, wait. How can you be here when your show's on live?
I just threw on an old rerun. No one will know the difference. Children, remain calm. The Falkland Islands have just been invaded. I repeat, the Falklands have just been invaded. The disputed islands lie here, off the coast of Argentina.
First of all, like, he's in his, like, tennis gear or whatever, like.
Yeah.
And then he's like, yeah, but Krusty only, like, it's that ages the show here, I think, where it's like, give me my $400.
Because it's so cheap.
Yeah, if it was today, it's like, give me my $40,000.
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah. Or whatever.
I remember thinking that, watching it, I was like, Jesus, that's not a lot.
Yeah,
all.
But, like, that's 25 years ago. Like, now it would be $40,000, you know?
Yeah.
And then they put on a rerun.
Now, I have to say with this one, I liked the fact that it was, you know, no one will know the difference, and then it was like the rerun from the Falkland Islands have been invaded.
Yeah, yeah.
But like, I thought this was a bit flat, to be honest. That the, I would have thought like they had a great opportunity to do something a little bit bigger. You know what I mean?
What do you? What would you?
Like,
suggest?
It was a weird choice to go with the Falkland Islands have been invaded. I thought. Well, just because then pulling out a map like the Falklands.
Yeah, that's
are
the
off
whole
the
thing,
coast
though.
Where,
like,
yeah, you know, like,
it's just like so like out of character for Krusty as well. That like
it was, but I just thought they could have done.
What would you have done? Smart guy, huh?
Watergate. Like they could have just done like, you know, anything. They could have gone.
They
yeah, they could have.
Can't
done.
Go all the way back then, because then he'd be like
Berlin Wall. You know,
again, he'd be like right on. You know, the many stages of the Krusty the Clown show. But it had to be recent enough.
Wasn't the Berlin Wall, when was that locked down? Yeah. Or 80s?
80s, yeah.
You could have done that. I don't know, the Falkland ones
Falkland
just
was like 89,
like,
was it? Like,
yeah.
So like, it's a few years ago. I think it makes sense.
I mean, it makes sense. I just thought they could have brought out some bigger guns.
Screw you,
intended.
Man.
How dare you.
I like how Burns has his cameras everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's, you get Mo talking to himself.
Are you talking to me? There's no one else here. You must be talking to me. Well, that was an antique. Crap!
the way, like, it just goes right, yeah. The gun shoots right out from his sleeve.
Well, that was an antique. Crap! Homer eating his tulips.
Yeah, so that explains his mysterious trip to Holland. That did kind of, that was kind of a weird one.
Yeah. Like, it's just weird, but like, but I guess that's the whole point. Like, there's like people at their weirdest. You're catching them at their weirdest. Yeah. There was, I don't know, I think there was like, I think it was your man Jacques and Miss Krabappel making out on one of the screens.
Oh, yeah, Jacques, that old authority.
Yeah. But Bart seems to have really enjoyed his time there. And then it's kind of weird that it's like, the next scene, it's this turn completely.
Yeah, where he's like making a fuss at
Lisa, like he's throwing peas at her and stuff.
Yeah.
And he's like, Burns throws it at Smithers, you know, it's just.
It seemed like very, like he, you know, it's not even that like. Like, did he do anything bad at Mr. Burns? Just
no,
looked
he just,
at the video?
No, he just saw. Just I guess the idea is that like you see Burns acting out and he's picking up on it.
Yeah. Straight away, he just doesn't tolerate that his family wants him to behave.
I love the idea of like when he gives the dog the meatloaf. That's what Homer like.
Yeah,
that was the end piece.
Yeah, like that's it.
Yeah. Abusing your family is one thing, but I will not stand by while you
feed a hungry dog.
Yeah, and then I love it as well when he throws the flowers.
Yeah, go eat some flowers.
My secret shame.
And then straight away Burns is like,
my plan.
Yeah, like Bart pulls up at the bike, Burns is looking at it, like, ah, like some dastardly plan.
I love how when Homer drives up, he drives over the bike, destroying it. Like,
and then this whole scene where he's, you know, he's like, you're coming home, and he's staying at Mr. Burns. I do like Burns, like, I suggest you leave immediately. Like, I don't know why that line tickled me.
I love the, I release the dogs or the bees.
Yeah.
The dogs are bees and they're out and they bark when they shoot bees at you.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
But the whole thing of that where, like, you know, Burns slams the door and then.
I love Homer's disbelief, though. He locked the door.
That seemed kind of. Now, I don't know if it's just because of the Richard Simmons.
Yeah,
bit that's almost become more famous than the actual scene, but like that seemed really flat to me. Or like that's all they did. Like Homer shows up and Mr. Burns just closes the door, and I'm like, in a real life thing, you'd see that, but in a cartoon, you'd sort of expect, I don't know, something. Richard
Simmons.
Yeah, I kind
of like it though, like that. You know? Like he just rings the bell. I'm like, I'll show him, and like rings the bell, and it kind of goes back to that tradition of what they think is like good. Punishment, remember, it's like, yes, I'll handle it personally.
Yeah.
And like throws the brick at the door, like,
yeah, it's actually
that was a running motif.
It's nothing,
yeah,
like.
Exactly. They go to Wiggum to ask to get the son back, and it's like, we can't be policing the whole city, okay? Can't you people solve these problems yourselves?
Brilliant.
What do you think of Lionel Hutz and Skinner in the next?
You already know what I thought.
But what I liked about it was with Skinner's interaction with Lionel Hutz. Was like, is there an Orange Julius stand on this floor?
I'll sell you this one. It's almost full.
Well, why don't I drink out of a toilet? But like when he's saying it, he's like fixing his tie and walking off. Like
utterly disgusted.
Yeah, yeah. Why don't I just drink out of a toilet?
I love the fact that he's always got these like side hustles.
Yeah, like the shoes.
Yeah, he's like it's such a like non-lawyery
damn
thing.
Damn clocks. Yeah. And once he says to the judge after, this kind of bugged me where it's like, it's almost like too far where it's like, he's declared Burns' biological son. Yeah. You know, like all right, like
I know.
Yeah, but I like the idea of him like. Having shoes for the
he's
judge.
Not even yeah like yeah. He messed up so bad. See that's what I kind of liked about that is that it was he messed up so bad that like he's been declared his biological. You never in no other like that's how bad of a lawyer he is. I mean the whole time he's working on the shoes.
I have these ready for you Thursday, judge.
even though he's doing the judge a favor, he's still losing.
You get a little scene here with like Bart and Milhouse. You kind of get the feeling though that Bart is feeling a little bit lonely. Milhouse doesn't want to hang around.
Bart's got all the toys.
Yeah, he's got that nice blazer.
Yeah. I like the sort of references that they use in this are very like
esoteric.
Yeah, but like what's the name of the blazer?
Bob Mackie.
Bob
Mackie. Wow, like Bob Mackie.
You know, like whatever your man Siskel and Ebert, and then like, wow, a Bob Mackie. Yeah. Like these are purely for the adults watching. Yeah. Like,
I love this next bit where he's like, "I can be your schoolyard chum." And it's like,
he's playing football. He's wearing like the oldest, football uniform.
He's like, 23, Skidoo. And then like goes to kick it, like kicks Smithers in the face, and the two of them are just. Dead on the floor.
That's another great and greatly animated thing. Yeah. I love the fact that he gets tired
the
before
swing
even,
he gets on his
just
leg.
The swing, that's what it is.
He's like
proper
follows through, like. But also like spins around and then ends up on his back. Like
it's really well animated.
And another thing is well animated is like they give him the car next up, and it's like all this like the first person aspect of what I thought was really well done.
Yeah,
where it's like but also like so dangerous.
Like, it seemed so super... Like, everything was just revved up to the max.
Yeah.
Like,
it was like 10,000 or whatever. Was like,
revs or whatever, yeah.
Yeah, like, you know. but good little sight gag of, like, when he goes through Santa's village.
Like the elf.
Yeah. Just, oh. And then when he's like, whoa, what a ride. He's like, you're telling me.
They always have those guys.
Yeah.
Like, those
I love that guy.
Sort of
like,
voice. Yeah.
And then they... They go to conformo brain deprogrammers, Homer and Marge do. But I just love this guy.
The deprogrammer?
Yeah. Just he's so confident in himself.
Like, I'm the one who successfully deprogrammed Jane Fonda, you know.
What about Peter Fonda?
No, oh, that was a heartbreaker.
I love that, where he just like he hangs his head. Like
that's the whole story in itself.
And like I like the idea that they're saying like Wings is a cult. So yeah. Like, I did get Paul McCartney out of Wings.
Yeah. He was the most talented one.
So they go off to the Happy Earwig Motel.
Yeah, I like that.
Quimby have it trying to get it off in the next room, and where they're waiting outside. I love it how like they're waiting anxiously outside. And it's like, well, it was a grueling 2 weeks.
Two weeks.
Have their son back. It's like Hans Molman.
But how did you get Hans Molman in the first place into the?
They just had like a bag, like you know, a burlap sack or something, and just like ran the person into the room, like so, like you know, you're so supposed to assume it's Bart, but it's like he's picked up Hans Molman of all people. Like
he's like, Mom, Dad, I missed you.
Oh,
can we keep him anyway?
Huh? You can sort of see, though, like, Bart's enthusiasm is starting to wane here in the next scene.
Yeah.
Where it's the itchy and scratchy, and, like, he just, like, Burns is having the time of his life, and he's just like, oh, maybe I should go home. And he's like, go home?
Yeah.
He's kind of straight back
taking it back for it, yeah.
And then he's like, wants to show him what his family are up to when he's... not been there.
I do not miss Bart at all.
I am glad he's gone.
As am I.
Bo!
It's probably my imagination, but something about them didn't seem quite right.
Really? Excuse me for just a moment. People, that was all wrong. Homer Simpson doesn't say Bo, he says... Doe.
Sorry, MB, but I'm having trouble with this character. Is he supposed to have some kind of neurological impairment, like Rain Man or Awakenings? I mean, what the hell am I doing here?
And his dialogue has none of the wit and sparkle of Murphy Brown.
Hey, you know, we're getting into golden time.
Yes, we'll just get it right. We'll all be back doing Come Blow Your Horn at the Westport Dinner Theater. All right, then, let's see what the old Simpson family is up to now.
Duh-oh!
I just love the voices on them as well. I do not miss Bart at all.
I am glad he's gone.
As am I.
Bo!
And I love the fact that when he goes back in to tell them and all this sort of stuff. One, you got like Michael Caine, where he's like...
But I love how he walks in, he's like, people, 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 that yeah. was all wrong.
It's like, is he supposed to have some kind of neurological impairment? It's like, I mean, what the hell am I doing here?
What the hell am I doing here? They wanted to get Michael Caine.
Really?
Yeah, again, because they got turned down by him.
Oh, yeah.
For another episode, but though he said...
They may as well have had him. Yeah. It's like, it was just as good.
I like the fact that it was the midget.
Yeah.
As doing Lisa, like...
Well, I also like the fact that when he finally does it, where he's like, duh, oh, and Bart's like, that's them, all right.
Like, that's all it takes.
It, yeah.
That's all it takes. And then he calls him Dad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lisa is tearing strips off the wallpaper at home.
Just trying to fill the void of random, meaningless destruction in Bart's absence.
Like, oh. Looks sore.
Like. And he just stays down. Yeah. Yeah. It's like, oh, that's sweet. Like, no one even notices.
Burns and Bart get matching suits.
You know what? I have to admit, every time I see myself on video or in pictures, I'm doing this with my hands.
Oh, just, all right.
Just this with my hands, like little T-Rex arms or something. Every time.
Excellent.
And I'm like, I'm not fucking Mr. Burns in every picture here. And I have to actually stop and let my arms down. But every time, if I'm walking around like this. Like, and like, it's only if I don't cop it, I don't realize it.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. Walk please around. Let me know the next time I'm doing it.
Yeah, no problem.
Burnsy.
Hey there, Burnsy. No, pal, dink. So they get, basically, they're going to fire some people, is the activity of the day.
Yeah.
They're really getting, like, flying along to the end here.
Yeah.
But I like this with Lenny.
Okay, let's make this sporting, Leonard. If you can tell me why I shouldn't fire you without using the letter E, you can keep your job.
Okay. I'm a good work guy.
You're fired.
But I didn't say...
You will.
Lenny's always a welcome addition to any episode. Yeah.
He's always funny.
When he get, I kind of like him when he gets to be on his own rather than as part of Lenny and Carol.
Yeah, he's funnier on his own, I think, yeah.
What I always was trying to think, like, what word could he have said instead of guy?
I'm good at work.
Sure.
I'm a good...
Workman?
Yeah, workman. Yeah. I don't know.
Okay.
I'm stumped.
Yeah.
What do you got?
Man.
Yeah. All right.
Figured it out today, folks. Cracked the code.
Came up with it on the way here.
Yeah. And then you get Homer following a trail of donuts in.
What a coincidence. Yeah. I like the fact that Burns calls him Bartholomew. Yeah. Doesn't even know Homer's name.
Okay, we're obviously getting to the end here. Like, yeah. Really want to wrap this up quickly. He's like, fire him now or I'll disown you. You'll lose everything. The fabulous toys, the lifetime of wealth and luxury, the gift certificate from Blockbuster Video, the freedom to do whatever you want.
I thought this was quite nice where Homer's kind of like, I'll miss you, son.
Homer's just...
just the delivery of it, I was kind of like, yeah. Ah.
But he's like just accepting of it. Like, yeah. You know? And he's like... I always like that sort of camera angle where it's like, you think
he's looking at Homer. Yeah. Yeah.
But I love Burns' reaction. It's like, what? Fire me?
Yeah.
That does it. You can never be my son.
And Bart's like, a little to the left. And like, he knows yeah. what's coming. He's like, huh? Very well. And he keeps going.
You can never be my
son. The Smithers jumps in after. Sir, try and land on Leonard's carcass.
And then one last thing to wrap it up was just basically saying how it's the actors.
Yeah, one of them hung out with me for a week trying to get my character down.
The midget thought, Lisa, I don't know his name.
Excuse me, Terry.
You heard me. Native Estonia.
That word again.
It's like, but I love how it's like, oh, I love you guys. Big hug. And it's like, and now I want you to meet your new brother. Hans Roman, like, cowabunga, dude.
Dressed just like Marge. Marge, like, what does she say? Where she's like, I want that thing out of my
It's so rude. Yeah. That's over the end credits. Like.
Terry, can we get into ratings?
Please.
Let me ask you a question, Mr. Sucker.
Yes, sir.
What did you think of this episode?
I thoroughly enjoyed it, I have to say. I knew coming in that I was like, bit of Burnsy back in.
Yep.
And the first 5 to 10 minutes, I had a lot of chuckles going on. Not so much that it was like appreciative, but it was like,
just...
this is so silly, but also like really good.
Yeah.
I like that it was one story, but it does move very quickly, I would say, to its detriment. That it's like it zips along, or it doesn't let it sit with the characters enough, this whole stuff there.
It's kind of gone pretty quick.
But I'd just say, like, not the best, not the worst.
Right in that meaty part of the curve.
Yeah.
Who would your MVP be?
Burnsy.
Yeah.
Gotta be Burnsy.
Yeah, it has to be.
Yeah. I give it a 8.4.
Ooh. Well, there.
To be honest, at the start, I thought I was going to be going for like Rosebud levels of rating.
Oh.
Yeah. And just having sat with it. After watching it, whatever.
Rosebud was good, wasn't it?
Rosebud was my highest one, I believe.
Yes. Yeah.
And I haven't sat with it. And even going through it there, you're like, it's a bit flimsy and like, there's not a lot of meat on the bone. Like,
this one felt a bit flat for me.
Yeah.
In that, I don't know what it was. Like, when I was going into it, I kind of thought, like, okay, good one, you know. But it was a little bit, I don't even know what it was. It seemed kind of, the laughs weren't, you know, like when you compare it to the laughs, even though the story wasn't great in the last one, but the laughs, like, you know, like, but the elephant one, maybe, like, you know, the peanut factory, and you've got, like, you know, like, there was loads of great laughs in that elephant one, but this one was kind of like, you know, just, I don't know. Where I don't even really have much to say about it.
Yeah, I know you know how you feel.
It
exactly,
just kind of was a bit flat. It was a bit,
I remember it being better, I guess. That's, you know, that was the sort of feeling I came with. And like, as I said, because it started so well for me, I was like, oh yeah, of course, this is amazing. And then it was like,
it kind of got a bit like, yeah.
So still a lot of good bits in it, though.
Your man, Jace, what's his face? Only writing credit. His first, Jace Richdale.
Yes.
His first and hopefully his last. He's probably dead now.
Whoa, Andy.
I don't know where I'm going with this.
What's your rating?
My rating, my MVP, since you asked, Terry, is also C. Montgomery Burns. Is that allowed? My rating would be a 7.4.
Oof. That so must be... Well,
that is my third worst of the season.
What was mine rated? Where would it rank?
Your one was
8.4. It was, to be honest, right dead center, pretty much. Yeah.
That's the answer I'm looking
from,
for.
From 7.3 to 9.1. Mm. So there we go. Terry, should we get our plugs in? Terry, I'm seeing too much skin here.
It's enough.
It's enough.
Just enough.
Terry was yawning, by the way. Yeah. He wasn't exposing himself to me. Wow. Anyway. Where can they find us, Terry?
You can find us on Facebook. Put an H, a Die Hard Simpsons podcast. There's clips and pics and all our episodes are there. Links to our SoundCloud page.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You can also find us on
Instagram.
Yeah.
We're moving with the times.
Watch out, young folk.
You can find us at Put It in H Podcast on Instagram. You can find us on Twitter at Put It in H Podcast. We would in particular, well, we'd love a follow on all of them, to be honest. Yeah. But Instagram, we're just fresh out the gate. So if you know, you're on Instagram. Let's not beat around the bush. If you're listening right now, we know you're on Instagram. You're probably listening on your phone. You could probably just type it in right now at Put It in H Podcast. Give us a follow if you are already. Thank you. Mm.
On Spotify as well.
Spotify.
Yeah, we're on Stitcher, iTunes.
Give still waiting on that review from BA.
Yeah. Never materialized.
So, you know.
I know he listens to this.
Brian. We're waiting. And those of you who aren't Brian, we're also waiting.
If you would like to donate.
Now, listen carefully, please.
You can get us at paypal.me/putitinhpod. Really would help defray the cost of running this, whatever this is.
We're trying to get a website going here. We're trying to quit our jobs and do this for a living.
100%.
So, you know, help us do that. And we'll help you with some great content.
We'll help your ears.
Yes. And your and merchandise. I don't know where I'm going with this.
It's late.
Jesus, I feel like it's midnight or something.
It's so hot in here.
In this room. There's no natural light. There's no windows in here.
I feel like I'm in Las Vegas.
I feel like Hitler's last days in here.
Weed in Hitler's bunker.
My brain is completely fried.
What have we got coming up next episode?
Well, Terry, we've got a bit of a special episode coming up next. Because we're taking a bit of a break from the norm. It is next time, right? Yeah.
What are you looking at me for?
Where we have a special celebrity guest star.
Unnamed.
Oh, we're not naming him?
No.
Okay.
I'll be more surprised.
But if you want some clues...
Yes?
Follow us on social media.
Very good.
We will be announcing it throughout the next week or two. Very excited. And... Yeah.
I mean, it's going to be our first guest, and I mean ever, because...
this is not a guest show.
This is not a guest show.
So join us for that. It'll be a very unique and it'll be fun.
And if it goes well, who knows? We might have more guests in the near future.
Would you like to be a guest? Let us know. If we don't respond, we don't want you. I get it.
Yeah. Does he? Does he, though?
What episode have we got next week, Terry?
Well, we just damn it!
I'm fucking fried. I need to get out of here.
Cut this.
They're gonna be locking the gate to the all right, car let's park. Go. I'm gonna be stuck here. Thanks for listening, and
we'll see you next time.
Clang, clang, clang went the trolley. Ding, ding, ding went the bell. Zing, zing, zing went my heartstrings. From the moment I saw him, I fell. Chug, chug, chug went the motor. Bump, bump, bump went the brake. Thump, thump, thump went my heartstrings. When he smiled, I could feel a car shake. He tipped his hat and took a seat. He said he hoped he hadn't stepped upon my feet. He asked my name, I held my breath. I couldn't speak because he scared me half to death. Chug, chug, chug went the motor. Pop, pop, pop went the wheels. Stop, stop, stop went my heart.
started to go, then I started to know how it feels when the universe reels.
The day was bright, the air was sweet, the smell of honeysuckle turned you off your feet. You tried to sing, but couldn't speak. In fact, you loved him so you couldn't even speak.
As he started to leave, I took hold of his sleeve with my hand, and as if it were planned, he stayed on with me, and it was grand just to stand with me.